J.S. Bach's sonatas for violin and harpsichord could be called sleepers. That's not to say they're boring or uninteresting, but they're just not as acclaimed as genius with the same fervor as the unaccompanied violin works. But that also means that the Bach violin sonatas aren't quite as weighed down by historical baggage, which makes them ideally suited for a recasting, with the violin joined by the sparkling colors of the harp. This performance by violinist Laura St. John and harpist Marie-Pierre Langlemay is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello and welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCreath. On today's program, along with Bach's music recast for violin and harp, you'll hear the cantata number 150, Nach dir Herr verlanget mich, or Lord, I long for you. And as always, you can find a translation of that piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Before that cantata, here's another reimagining of Bach's music. Sergei Rachmaninoff went somewhat beyond the idea of a simple transcription when he arranged movements from Bach's Violin Partita No. 3, resulting in a really fun combination of the voices of two great composers. Here is pianist Olga Kern on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Pianist Olga Kern brings a muscular, extroverted approach to her playing, carrying on a particularly Russian legacy. And that legacy owes quite a bit to Sergei Rachmaninoff, who arranged these three movements from Bach's Violin Partita No. 3. Bach was a young man working in the town of Arnstadt when he wrote a cantata entitled Nach dir Herr verlanget mich, or Lord, I Long for You, later given the number 150 in the Bach Works catalog. It's one of Bach's earliest cantatas, maybe even the first, but it expresses a dynamic similar to many of the cantatas that were still to be written in Leipzig later on. The believer's experience of a difficult earthly existence and the power of faith in enduring it. A delicate instrumental sinfonia sets a hushed tone at the outset before the choir enters with a verse from Psalm 25. It's an expression of longing and hope for the divine through a layered motet style Bach would have learned from composers like Dietrich Buxtehude. A short solo for the soprano sets up a remarkable chorus. For the psalm text, "Lead me in your truth and teach me," Bach plays on the similarity between the German word for lead, Leite, and the word for ladder, Leiter, to musically express the believer's aspirations, climbing a tonal ladder that runs through every part of the chorus and on up to the violins. After a trio for alto, tenor, and bass, a final chorus is built on a chaconne, or repeating bass figure. More than a century and a half after Bach wrote this movement, Johannes Brahms came across it and wrote to Clara Schumann, "The chaconne is, in my opinion, one of the most wonderful and most incomprehensible pieces of music. If I could picture myself writing, or even conceiving such a piece, I am certain that the extreme excitement and emotional tension would have driven me mad." It turned out that Brahms couldn't resist the power of this movement, and he used it as the basis for the final movement of his own Fourth Symphony. Remember, you can find a complete translation of the text for this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's cantata number 150, Nach dir Herr verlanget mich, or Lord, I Long for You, with soprano Gillian Keith, countertenor Daniel Taylor, tenor Charles Daniels, and bass Stephen Varco. John Elliott Gardner conducts the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque Soloists here on the Bach Hour.
Aus den Bergen, aus den Seen, 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 aus
The cantata number 150, Nach dir Herr verlanget mich, or Lord, I long for you, by Johann Sebastian Bach, in a performance at the Johann Sebastian Bach Church in Arnstadt during John Eliot Gardner's Bach Cantata Pilgrimage of 2000. Gardner led the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists with soprano soloist Gillian Keith, countertenor Daniel Taylor, tenor Charles Daniels, and bass Stephen Varco. If ever there was a recording that makes irrelevant any line between historically informed performance and modern adaptation, it's the collaboration between harpist Marie-Pierre Langlemet and violinist Laura St. John. It's definitely not what early music scholars would define as an authentic sound, yet the notes you hear in the recording are still only those originally written by Bach for violin and harpsichord. Here are Marie-Pierre Langlemet and Laura St. John in Bach's Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor. Thank you. J.S. Bach's Violin Sonata No. 1, originally for violin and harpsichord, and performed here by violinist Laura St. John and harpist Marie-Pierre Langlemet. If Langlemet and St. John stuck to the script to create their vision of Bach, one person who deviated quite seriously, but still with respect for Bach, was the legendary conductor Leopold Stokowski. In addition to the famous Toccata and Fugue in D minor, Stokowski wrote a whole series of Bach orchestral transcriptions for the Philadelphia Orchestra, including this Fantasia and Fugue in G minor. Matthias Bommert leads the BBC Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Leopold Stokowski's transcription of Bach's Fantasia and Fugue in G minor in a performance by the BBC Philharmonic and conductor Matthias Bamert. Remember, you can hear this program again at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also find more resources and information about Bach. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.